September 13th.
Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing out there, America? We're getting closer and closer to the ninth anniversary of that horrible day that changed many of our lives, September 11th, 2001. And boy, there is a lot of controversy with this one. And it's not over. Where is Osama bin Laden, or are we safer from terrorist activities? It's about things like mosques and an Islamic center a couple of blocks from Ground Zero, and the pastor wanting to burn Qurans in Gainesville, Florida, to symbolize the fact that he says he's sick of what people are able to get away with in the name of Allah. I'm paraphrasing here. So I think we're seeing the frustration of a country who feels like, you know, we're a little bit rudderless on this one. We don't have a complete direction on it. And we talk about what's happened recently, and you wonder why, okay, there hasn't been a bridge blown up, a tunnel blown up, a subway blown in half, a plane blown up. And the answer partially is because of some of the things that we're not aware of behind the scenes. I truly believe that. If it weren't for bad detonators and bumbling in the name of Allah would-be terrorists who screwed up, whether it's Abdullah Muttalib in Detroit on Christmas Day, or fast forward to what happened in Times Square with Faisal Shahzad, who was laying in wait for the opportunity to make his move, and then he botched his attempt, where would we be and what disastrous things might have happened? It's, you know, you can't completely let your guard down. I think it's a reminder of that. It's interesting to me when people like Fareed Zakaria for Newsweek, Zakaria, say that, listen, it's too much of a fuss over what happened on September 11th, that it was built up too much. How could you build up what happened to people who were killed when planes flew in buildings and one ended up in a field and one ended up in the Pentagon? I don't think so. I think if anything, the bumper stickers that started to appear, and I saw them every day when I was driving to New York on people's trucks and names of people that were killed, but the one bumper sticker that was universal, we must never forget. And then there'd be the Twin Tower, the shadow of the Twin Tower, maybe a fireman's helmet would be in it. But that was everywhere. Those shirts were everywhere. Those hats were everywhere. So where have we gone in those 9 years? Have we really remembered what's happened between that time and where we are now? And the answer is, I think for a lot of people, no. And life moves so fast that it's something that people have moved on from, that people don't care about where Osama bin Laden is. That's why I applaud one of our affiliates listening to us in Vermont, if you are, WVMT, Charlie and Ernie and their crew, and what they do by playing the fireman song, to keep that on everyone's mind that, hey, we're not forgetting what happened in New York, and we're not forgetting that Osama bin Laden has not been captured or killed or whereabouts known, because there's always those wild rumors that, oh, he's been dead, he's dead, he had kidney failure, whatever. I truly, honestly believe that somebody's protecting Osama bin Laden. It doesn't matter how much money you put on his head. Nobody's ever going to turn over Osama bin Laden, probably for fear, if nothing else, of what's the money, because they'll just cut my head off and put it on a stick is most likely what they're thinking about. All right, there are a lot of things that are actually happening across this great country that we're going to zig and zag to, and it includes the fact that, unfortunately, or actually fortunately, there is a tropical storm that ripped through southern Texas called Hermine. You had power outage, like 30,000 people without power. You had downed trees. That's the brutal part of this. You had 65-mile-an-hour winds. But nobody was killed, and it didn't turn into a Category 5, 4, 3 hurricane. So that, I guess, is the silver lining to it. It's never great when you lose power and you're trying to figure out, you know, do I have a backup generator, or where's the candles, or where's the flashlight, because how long is this going to, you know, go on? But the people were prepared enough, I think, because it was during the day. It's always worse when it's at night. Speaking of worse, if I were living in Chicago, I'm not crazy about Mayor Daley at all. I think this guy has pulled some real fast ones on the people in that city. So the mayor resigns. And in resigning his position, it looks like Rahm Emanuel could be the guy who, or says he's not running for re-election. I shouldn't say resigns. He's not running for re-election. It looks like the guy who wants to jump into his shoes is probably Rahm Emanuel. Anyway, here was the official announcement.
Today, I'm announcing that I will not seek a seventh term as mayor of the city of Chicago. Simply put, it's time. Improving Chicago has been the ongoing work of my life. I love every minute of it. There has been no greater privilege or honor than serving as your mayor.
All right, so we move from Daley being booted to the possibility of Rahm Emanuel. Yikes. To this story, the rescue of the 33 miners trapped in a Chilean mine, it's only the beginning of the ordeal. NASA told Chilean officials that during a recent visit, that was their advice. They've been trapped there for 33 days. Here's one of those official comments.
The work is just beginning when the miners come out of the mine, because there's a lot of rehabilitation, recovery that the miners will have to go through.
All right, that was Dr. James Michael Duncan. Yeah, rehabilitation. Can you imagine not knowing if you're going to be able to live to see another day? 33 days as of Tuesday. And they're working on all these different drills to try to get to them as fast as they can. Duncan, by the way, is the deputy chief medical officer at Johnson Space Center. And he says one of the biggest things to come from it is the way they viewed the rescue process. That's probably something, the extraction of the miners as the end of the operations wrap up. It's a delicate reintegration process, I would assume, for sure. By the way, there was also a psychologist in that delegation. They said the miners were in pretty good spirits. Boy, when they come out, you think about it. They've got some meals, so they had ham and turkey and cookies and stroganoff with pasta primavera and peaches and blah, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff. But the time to get them out there, 33. NASA, by the way, also helped in designing the system that the rescuers are going to use to try to hoist them to the surface. Coming up next, We Can Count.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
About the numbers, baby. You know how I'm saying follow the money? Well, this has nothing to do with money, but I don't know. It always freaks me out when I hear about these asteroids that they announce at NASA. Two small asteroids in unrelated orbits are going to pass within the moon's distance of the Earth on Wednesday. They say it's a strange event that shows the need for closer monitoring of near space for Earth-threatening encounters. It doesn't make me feel better. Objects don't pose a threat to the Earth, and these objects don't, and they're not going to be visible to the naked eye, darn. That's according to NASA's Near Earth program. They track potentially hazardous asteroids and comets that come within 28 million miles of the Earth. 28 million miles, that'd be kind of a cool job to have. I'm tracking the comets and the asteroids that could crash into the Earth. And who discovered it? The Catalina Sky Survey near Tucson, Arizona, found the objects during a routine monitoring of the skies. That's what they do. But what's really strange is the telescopes really aren't large enough to find them, or they're not surveys that they can look at full time. So there must be a need for larger telescopes so they can find things that are coming close. And here's one that'll wow your friends when you're drinking a cold one. Did you know that roughly 50 million objects, they say, pass through the near-Earth space every day? Every day. But most of the stuff isn't newsworthy. These two asteroids passing so close to the Earth at the same day are worth it, worth mentioning. Yeah, great. I think that would be a cool job, though. Except for that there wouldn't be a powerful enough telescope. Things would probably be blowing by you that you had no idea what it was. because it wasn't even a blip on the screen, so to speak. How's that? All right, we move on from the asteroids to this, and it has to do with something completely different from asteroids. In fact, it has to do with the fact that this is just such a crazy story. The Oracle's Larry Ellison took a pay cut, right? And it's crazy because to you and I, even talking in these terms of millions would be numbers that we couldn't, I guess, really wrap our heads around. But the Oracle's Ellison took a massive cut. I mean, when I say massive, I mean, he's one of the world's richest people, so really, does he need to draw any kind of money? But it was $70 million, and that was during the last fiscal year. That's down 17% from $84.5 million the year before. So if we crunch all these numbers, his base salary came to $250,000. That's down from $1 million the year before. The company did boost a performance-based bonus to $6.5 million. That's up 80%. I can't even stand to read these numbers anymore. That's just so crazy to think about it. And he's worth a gazillion dollars, I guess, is the bottom line. So it's strange to talk about a $70 million pay cut, however. What do you think they call him in the office? The board of directors and I have decided that you're going to take a $70 million pay cut. Oh, okay, that's all right. No problem. I'm on board with it. I'm okay with that. $70 million, sure, I can roll with it, no problem. I don't think so. This is a scary one from the world of politics for one Barney Frank. Remember, incumbents, how many of them will lose their seats? Barney Frank has had a tough time when he's done these town halls, thinking that the town halls would help. I think they're hurting him in some cases. So here's what's happened. He was at the town hall last year, remember, and he was talking about he was questioned about the Nazi policy of health care reform. That's how the person framed it. And Frank told the speaker who made the comment that talking to her was like arguing with the dining room table, and it made, you know, internet buzz all over the place. So now you've got a person questioning him again. This time it's a woman named Rachel Brown. And she said her exchange with Frank inspired her to run against him in the Democratic primary in the state's 4th congressional district. She was 29 years old, and she said, "I didn't realize at the time that if you had a better idea, you should take their seat." You know how I say this all the time? And she's one of the examples of free speech. Frank, the liberal that conservatives love to hate, and he is the face of that, faces now Brown in the September 14th primary. And Barney Frank, and here's where the number comes in when we talk about incumbents, is a 15-term Democrat. 15 terms. Boy, when that's all you've done your whole life, and you're in that whole power base in Washington, it's getting booted would be pretty tough, I bet. Although I wouldn't cry any tears for Barney Frank. When I think of Freddie and Fannie especially, I think it's infuriating what Barney Frank got away with. All right, so let's round out some of the We Can Count stories, including the fact that I'm going to dive back into sports for a quick second here and tell you that more records fell. Jim Thome tied Robinson for 8th on the all-time home run list. And when I say Robinson, we're talking about the great Frank Robinson. So Jim Thome, of course, is one of the studs in Minnesota, and it was a towering home run. I always loved watching him when he was with the Phillies because the tail of the tape was so exciting. The Twins beat the Royals 10-3 on Tuesday night. That's their biggest lead they've had in the AL Central in 10 days. Matt, you're a huge Twins fan. This is pretty exciting to see Tomy do it, but it's a big win for the Twins as well.
Yeah, and he actually had a huge home run on, when was that? It was Labor Day on Monday.
Yeah.
Where, oh wait, no, it was Sunday, because it was against Texas. Your squad over there. Satellite squad.
Uh-huh.
But it actually hit the top of the flagpole that is kind of in the plaza out in right field, like beyond the seats. And he hit the top of the flagpole, and I don't know if they have the official measurement yet, but it was at least 460 feet. It was the most, I don't know, just ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, he, like I said, he's the tail of the tape guy. It was always exciting. It's always still is exciting to watch Jim Tomy, no matter where he played. But because I saw him play so much in Philadelphia, I kept kind of track of that. Speaking of keeping track and moving on and years and jobs, David Weston, none of you probably even care about him or know his name, but he was a long-time lucky guy because he was the president of ABC News. He decided to resign. Oh, it's so easy to resign after you've been in the spot for 14 years and you're making buku bucks. He said it was time to move on. He's going to stay in that spot until the end of the year so ABC can find a replacement. I bet there was some conflict brewing in the management division somewhere. It just smells like that, doesn't it? So anyway, he sent out an email saying that there are some things he wants to do professionally, things that I cannot explore while fulfilling my responsibilities here. Well, part of the problem, I think, with ABC, like some of the other television networks, is the fact that they're just chewing up people for breakfast. It was back in February that they announced they were going to reduce their staff by 400 people, about 25% of their workforce. And some of them were news division type people, and news people got really upset. I mean, prime spots where they were losing key correspondents and whatnot. And, you know, let's face it, television news is a dying dinosaur because it's about the Internet and it's about getting the information quickly, radio or other ways more than on the tube, because if you have to see it on the tube, you can always do the playback thing. So not a lot of people are watching things live like they used to. It's all about TiVo. TiVo is a verb. I TiVo'd it. How many times do you hear that? Oh, can you? It's not tape it. TiVo'd. I've TiVo'd it. All right, quickly, this is the last one. Six small earthquakes really shook up Oklahoma. How about that? The Oklahoma Geological Survey said the six quakes on Saturday ranged from preliminary magnitudes of 1.5 to 3.3. Wow, in a single day, six earthquakes. That'd be a little bit scary if you lived near there, even if it was, you know, they're small as far as the Richter scale, but still pretty scary. Hang with us, more to come around the bend.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code radio to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Crannies in between here on America Tonight. So many of us concerned about where we're headed when it comes to health insurance, whether you're flying solo or you have a big family, especially if you have a big family. A lot of those people are getting socked pretty hard and having to now come up with the extra money to shoulder some of the burden of the health care costs. For the first time in a long time, that many health care people have told me, it's being passed on to the employees. And, of course, it all depends on who your insurer is. Who better to talk to on the show than Paul Bizzell? He's an HR benefits expert for Advient, and he joins us now on ATN. Thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks much for having me, Kate.
Okay, you heard what I said, that I did a little check just in my own circle and kind of in the neighborhood, and it seems like everybody I know is having to cough up more money, whether it's a big chunk of change. When I say big, you know, maybe almost $500 or so more on average overall in the whole year when they're breaking this down, or if it's just a couple hundred bucks. So it seems like the premiums are going up. I thought this wasn't supposed to happen. Explain what you've seen, Paul.
Well, the people that said this isn't supposed to be happening probably are not the ones we should all be paying attention to. And interestingly, the friends in your neighborhood that you queried are really right on point with the surveys that are being released for 2010. For example, the most recent Kaiser Family Foundation HRET survey placed workers paying on average about $482 more for job-based family insurance coverage.
Wow, and that can really take a bite out of a budget. You know, we see where we are with the economy with so many people sometimes juggling a couple of jobs. Do you think it's going to get worse? What do you think happens with these premiums?
Well, on the employee side, you know, rising health care costs really aren't a new problem. Health care reform is simply, from our view, speeding up a process and increases that, frankly, were inevitable. And as long as our demands for longer and better lives drive the health care market, we can count on paying more for health care, and I'm afraid we're looking at making some necessary and perhaps unpleasant adjustments in other areas of our lives going forward.
Yeah. And when do you see, as somebody who's a benefits expert, what are people telling you? Are you getting people that are just, you know, like you said, we know that this was headed in that direction, but are you getting a lot of people that are just aggravated and frustrated and calling you up and trying to figure out, well, how can this be? What can you do, Paul? Can you help me? What, you know, what's the scoop here? Can't we do something about this? Are you getting that vibe?
Everybody would like to believe there's a silver bullet, Kate, and at risk of sounding like a broken record, I'll suggest that you put this to your audience that perhaps we asked for this. And what I mean by that is we here in America and in other developed nations, we told our healthcare systems that they need to do whatever it takes for us to live longer and better lives. And they deliver, right? We're all living longer. We're all living presumably better than our past generation, our grandparents, great-grandparents. We're all living longer and better. And meeting those demands for longer and better lives has been very expensive. So expensive that maybe now we're having a very difficult time paying for it, right?
Right, absolutely. And do you see, you know, what it used to be before, it used to be that what would happen is, frankly, to be honest, in some small companies, you know this, what they would do is not offer health care. I mean, there were a lot of companies that just flat out couldn't offer it. And now there's that threat coming down the line that you have to offer, health care or risk. And then, of course, the individual person has to get health care coverage or else they've got to pay a fine. But at the risk of being obvious, the fine in some cases is less than what the premium would be. Do you think people will actually say, well, let them fine me? If the IRS fines me, great, but I can't afford this, so I'm going to be one of those people that opts out, and I'm just going to hope that they don't know about it.
Absolutely, Kate. I'll tell you that at least two of the clients that we serve currently, no matter how it is sliced or diced, they strictly by the numbers would be better served to discontinue offering group health care benefits to their employees as soon as there's a good alternative, giving them all a raise and sending them off on their own. Right now there isn't a good alternative on the individual insurance market, but when health care exchanges are opened up and pre-existing conditions are removed from individual insurance discussions, then perhaps there really will be a good alternative, and those companies like the ones I'm referring to will really be able to get out of the healthcare business.
Yeah. Did you? And you know, and you consult on this, and you've seen companies that are big, and you've seen companies that are small, and traditionally the big company, they can get the better rates because they have more people. And the smaller company, it's harder because they just don't have enough people. Where's the cutoff line? Where does it get easier for the premiums for the employer with the amount of people that you have underneath you, in other words, working for your company?
Okay, let me blow a hole in that popular perception that this is difficult whether you're running a large company or a small company. Big employer, small employer, the numbers are huge. They're getting bigger. And the bigger companies have a larger risk pool that they can spread things over. But please keep in mind that someone who has a heart attack in Dallas, Texas, that works for a smaller employer, it costs the exact same amount of money to get that person back on their feet as it does, that's working for a small company as it does for a very large one.
Yeah.
So that's really it becomes somewhat of a numbers game. So there really isn't so much of a disparity there in terms of real cost. But you have this much larger risk pool, and there start playing some numbers and getting some advantages of scale that a smaller employer doesn't have. And then there's the other facet to this, which is, you know, there's really large employers like, say, General Electric, and then there's larger employers that might have 500 employees. And to most of us, a company that employs 500 folks is a pretty sizable company, right?
Right.
But all it would take for that company with 500 employees to have three or four very sick people amongst their employees, and all of a sudden they're in a world of hurt with their health care costs because things have become so expensive.
Yeah, so really it's a lot of this, like you said, you know, hey, living longer, better lives, that's, we asked for it, and now that we've asked for it, this is the result because of the pure numbers of people that we have that are living longer, like you say, and then ultimately what happens, how long are they working, all that kind of stuff, that factors into this too, because you have people that are working longer. And that's why the pre-existing conditions, at least that part of it, will ease the burden, right?
It should, and I'm not sure it'll ease the burden so much as shift it.
Mm.
We like to... when we coach employee groups, and we do focus groups with employees on trying to explain some of how this works, we like to use a balloon as an example. We blow up the balloon, a long balloon, and we explain that the balloon is a healthcare cost. And you can squeeze the balloon at one end, it gets bigger at the other. You can twist the balloon in any number of different ways, but the air inside still goes somewhere. The idea there is that the healthcare expense never really goes away. It may get shifted to somebody else or some other person or some other company or to taxpayers or to the government or whomever, but it never goes away at the end of the day. And then we pull a pin out and we bust the balloon and say, this is what never happens to a healthcare cost. It never disappears.
Yeah. And what you do for companies, too, is you go in and you'll tell them, okay, this is the bottom line. It's like we were talking about earlier with smaller companies. And you'll look at what their, I guess, obligations, I would call it, are, and what the potentials are as far as the people that work for them, and then ultimately with the national, you know, healthcare mandate, what it would cost. And then you figure out the very best, just from the pure dollars point of view, the very best way for them to pursue it, right?
That's part of the job. And that's usually straight math. That's pretty simple. Right now, we're assisting employers. Many of the employers that we serve were in a process of reevaluating their entire compensation and benefit program for competitiveness, affordability, and alignment with their business plan, which is much different than the things that you just talked about, right?
Right.
But it's very important to look at the bigger picture, and as employers are seeing, perhaps there's some light on the horizon of a recovery. They're getting ready. They want to make sure that they keep their best employees, do their best to keep their best employees, and so they're looking at all of their ways that they're delivering compensation to their employees, whether it's directly through a paycheck or whether it's indirectly through a benefit of some kind.
Yeah, I think benefits will play an even bigger role, absolutely, moving into the future. Paul Buzzell, thanks so much. Advient, the name of the company, advient.com. You can go there and find out more about the company. Thanks for hanging with us once again on ATN.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
I just mentioned the fact that Congress that banned, foolishly in my opinion, internet gambling back in 2006 is saying, wait a minute, we need money. So they're rethinking that. Now, what could happen is billions in taxes. So at the end of July, I already mentioned this, the House, one of the committees, the committee, approved a bill that would legalize online poker and some of the other non-sports stuff that you can bet on, which would overturn this federal ban that pretty much just drove offshore gambling. That's what happened. Because people are going to do it. And I'll tell you what, our next guest knows all about it. We're going to ask him about the season two coming up. I'm so psyched for the NFL. Steve Boone started out as a bookie when he was just in high school. He wrote one of the best books I've ever read. I'm serious. Check this book out. Bets, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. And he knows all about offshore gambling. He's the CEO of SportsInfo.com. Steve, thanks for coming back to ATN.
It's good to be back. I mean, isn't it great to be back on the couch where we all belong on a Sunday after a summer filled with, I don't know, for me, hopping around the Caribbean with my family, whatever. I'm just so glad that I'm making the transition back to the sofa, ready to sweat out some games.
Yeah, no kidding. I am desperate to sweat out some games, and that's coming up on Thursday. We're going to get to that in a second, but you were passionate about this the last time we were talking about it, previous to what was going on in Congress. You're not surprised by this, right?
Well, they've done nothing here. What have they done? They've taken the crack cocaine of gambling, what they're supposed to be against, online poker and online slots and casino games, which are calibrated based on random number generators, which basically mean they know exactly what they're going to do before they do it. And they've made that now, the debate on whether that should be legal, and it looks like they're going to make that legal, while sports still is the dirty word, when really sports is the only form of gambling where you can watch something for 2.5 hours with one risk, and half the people are going to win.
Absolutely, and the thing that's interesting, and you know this from the old time, I'm going to say old time bookie stuff.
The old school.
Yeah, the old school. The old school guys, you had to have, you know, at least 100 into this or more, and this is the everyday guy can or woman can bet, you know, $5, $10, whatever it is, right?
The average bet on the internet, $14 in sports. Mm. So we're talking movie prices. And me, I go to the movies. I don't even get to see a good movie. I got to go with my kids. I see the new Eddie Murphy movie every time it comes out. It's brutal. I'm $100 into popcorn and peanuts. And I've never come out of a movie with more money than I went into a movie with ever.
When you went into online gambling, you weren't surprised at how fast this took off, right?
Actually, I was. You know what? I thought it would never happen. From a sports standpoint, I went down kicking and screaming. We had 200 operators taking bets on the phone. No one under $100, and 10 minutes to post, no one under $500. We had over 10,000 gamblers betting over $10 million in action in a session. So, I mean, we had a very big business. I really never could see somebody going online and taking a big bet and going like, boop, and now it's in. I hope it's in. I didn't hear anything. I didn't say anything to anybody. I hope my bet is in. I just never thought it would happen. But then as, you know, stocks started to trade online, bank accounts started to go online, and then slowly but surely the sports book and online industry transitioned from what was once an internet brochure into a living, breathing e-commerce business. And, yeah, I just missed the boat. I really just missed it.
Yeah, no kidding. It's so huge. Hey, Minnesota at New Orleans, as you're talking about being back on the couch, that's Thursday night at the Superdome. This could be the mother of all games. I like this game. What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, the NFL is notorious for putting all the best games first and making sure that week one all the teams are evenly matched. You don't see any really big spreads this first week. Minnesota, New Orleans, I mean, let's face it, you know, Vikings, they want revenge. We all know what happened last year, the title game, 5 turnovers, and now you got wide receiver Sidney Rice. He's out. The offensive line still having problems. And Brett Favre, 40 years old, late to camp, squeaky ankle. I don't know. You know, I think that the young guys beat the old guys here again. Do they cover the 5-point spread? It's a tough call. I'd put a little money on the over, 48 points. I go over the total. They're going to score and score often.
Yeah, I think so too. Hey, a team that I'm interested in is in the late games on the day, Green Bay at Philadelphia, because Donovan McNabb, of course, not with Philly anymore, and Kolb is the guy in the pocket for Philly.
Here's an interesting game because you got Green Bay, a 3-point favorite at Philly. Always got to respect Philly at home. But let's remember, last year at this time, quarterback Aaron Rodgers for Green Bay was getting ready to get beaten and battered because his offensive line was all banged up. This year, his offensive line is healthy. And when Rodgers has time, I mean, I think he's the best quarterback in the league. I mean, like I said, you always got to respect Philly, but I like the Pack here, -3.
Ooh, Pack -3. This is some good stuff. So now everyone's taking notes, I'm sure. So we go to Monday night, and the team I love, I think it's because I have kind of a crush on Rex Ryan. I love the Jets, and Baltimore at the Jets, I think this is going to be a fun one to watch.
Look, I'm from New York. I spent my whole life there. I live in Miami now, which is like the sixth borough. And, you know, I love Hard Knocks, love Rex Ryan, love the Jets. I bleed green, the whole thing. You know, but I really got to be honest, I think this is a disappointing year for the Jets.
Ooh.
I think, yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, the over-under is 9.5 on total wins. It's a future bet, which means you bet in the beginning of the season and you collect at the end of the season. I think you should go under the 9.5 with the Jets. I think they're going to. I think they may squeak into the playoffs. Wildcat, you know, a wild card. Sorry, you know, it's the HBO curse. I don't think it's going to happen for them.
I love that, the HBO curse. So I, like you, love Hard Knocks, but it doesn't matter because our
it's
team will go out.
It's a big distraction. You know, these guys are on the cameras there. You know, Revis is in late. They got a tough schedule. I don't think it's going to happen for them this year. But I like the team. I like the Jets. But for me, maybe too much history, too much bad blood, too much organizational crap. They just never seem to get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still mad that they let Bill Parcells go, and Bill Belichick, and even Al Gore.
Yeah, but Al Gore too. He could probably do something.
Right. Yeah. Well, he should. Right. He should make the All Green team.
There you go. But
he's green in his pocket.
Exactly. Hey, so the NFL is talking about 18-game season. You got to love that. I like it. I don't. The players are kind of lukewarm on it. They want more of the preseason dumped if that happens.
Well,
what
it's
do you
tough
think
for the players because every single game could be their last.
Yeah.
You know, one twist of a knee, you know, they're never the same again. You know, so the more games, you know, in the regular season, the more chance for that to happen. So I can understand why they would be hesitant. Me, I wish there was football all year round. You know what I mean? I really do. And you know, we all know that right after football season, I mean, half the gamblers go into hibernation.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, there's no doubt football is it. Even baseball playoffs might pick up a little bit, but it's really football, right?
I just think the way football's laid out, you have all week to do what we're doing right now, to kick it around. And we build an anticipation, and we build a crescendo into Sunday that at that point, you know, we're just ripping and ready to go. And you can't match that with a daily schedule. Basketball, it's too involved. It's 7 days a week. It's very tough. Come playoff season, it's a little easier. But, I mean, baseball, too big of a schedule, too much of a commitment. You know, football, you know, the way it's laid out, it's perfect for the gambler. That's why football's king.
Yeah, no kidding. Steve Budin, always enjoyed talking to you. We'll talk to you a little bit later in the season. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, check out sportsinfo.com if you want some more skinny on some of the games. This guy's so funny. He's such a straight shooter. And he's got an interesting story like we were talking about at the top of the show. If you read his book, I mean, you will laugh out loud. He grew up with a father who was a bookie, and just like we said, old school, when people didn't really talk about it, they were kind of in hushed tones on the phone. And, oh, yeah, that's what he's doing. And here we go with Congress, whether or not they're going to actually end up approving it because it's too early in the game to tell. But it's being proposed. The sports, he's right, Steve's right, that's kind of on a shelf. You know, they're messing around with what to do with sports. But it is being talked about because of the amount of money that would be generated. Maybe in the ballpark of $58 billion, give or take, a little bit here or there. As always, if you have any thoughts on this or anything else, send them to me at americatonight.net.